Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I just have to take a few minutes because it's my little baby Talkie 2, Cupcake Fishy Tishy's birthday. Yeah, we have multiple Fishy Cupcake Tishies in the family. So this is Brock. Brock was my baby. He was the second born. We stopped after him. We're like, we're done, because we didn't think we could make any more healthy babies. Getting him out in one piece was tough. And so it's his birthday, and I know some of you are like, why do we have to sit here and listen to this? It's because I didn't get him a present. I have no present for him yet. So his present is me talking about his little tushy on air, which is probably something he doesn't want. But it's very interesting having now a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old, because I treat them like they're two. I'm their mommy. I am not going to talk to them like they're grown-ups. They're my fishy tushies. He's my Talkie 2. Talkie 2, by the way, this will be in the pop quiz. Stone, my oldest, was Talkie. For some reason, I just called him Talkie. I called him Bug. I called him Mommy. Called him all these names. So when I was pregnant with the second one, it was Talkie number two. So Talkie 2. And so, really hard to be the second kid. Or, you know, getting second kid syndrome or baby of the family. He didn't get middle kid syndrome like I had, where you had an older sibling and then a younger one. Middle kid syndromes were messed up. But, you know, he came second. And coming second is a really, really tough spot to be in. For any of you guys that are siblings, you have no idea what it's like to be after somebody else. Okay? Because the older one, you think, seems to get all the attention. The older one gets all the cool toys. The older one gets to do all the cool things. They get to go to bed later. They get to, you know, ride the cooler rides. And you're the baby. You're the younger one. And then all of a sudden, somebody younger comes. In our family, it was the dogs or cats. And then they're not the baby anymore. They're not the cute one. And then the baby is the baby. And so here you are going, well, what about me? And you're just supposed to be. You're just supposed to do. So you got the older sister, and if you follow what your older sister does, you get in trouble. I had the younger brother, and the younger brother would get in trouble. And I'm like, I need to stand out. Now, I was always like that. I always wanted to stand out. But I think that's why I am who I am, because I had to stand out. And so it's interesting, because Brock started doing that. When Big Brother started to make jokes, start to do sports, start to get tall, younger brother's like, I need to be seen. I need to be known. And he actually has been very, very gifted in the arts. He could sing. He could act and all that. And then all of a sudden, I guess he drank the Kool-Aid, and he's like, I think I want to lay low. Because if I lay low, I don't get in trouble. If I lay low, then people don't realize that I... Let Stone deflect everything. Stone's taller. Did you guys see... Oh, I don't remember. Have you seen Squid Game? Okay. Well, there's one scene where it really helps not being the tallest and the biggest. There's some advantage if you let somebody deflect for you. So he learned that. Now, meanwhile, I am there to flush out the babies. I am there to flush out who is trying to hide from mama. Who's trying to hide? Trust me. I come home, the cat's hide, the dog, everybody hides. They're like, oh, no, mama's going to find out that I was doing all this bad stuff. So the second child, or the baby, has, you know, a whole slew of other issues than the older one. The older one's like, whatever happens, it's going to hit me. I'm the third mommy. I'm the third parent. I'm there, the third mommy. Yeah, I turned dad into a mom. I'm the third parent. It's going to come on me. But the younger one has to do more of the planning. You know, do I blame older brother and then I get my butt whooped? Do I just get in trouble? Do I try to save my brother? Do I? So I can really understand. I could kind of feel what Brock went through because he had an older sibling that stood out, seemed to overshadow, and he had to kind of make his own. And he still goes through that now. Here's Stone in school, getting straight A's, doing great. And then, you know, we look at Stone, and after we commend him, or we look at Taki, we look at, and then we go, all right, Taki, dude, you're up. And Taki's just like, well, no, I'm not getting straight A's in engineering. So what? Well, he's smart, he's brilliant in his own right. So for those of you that have kids, and you think, you know what, they're fine. We had two equal kids. They both came out of the vagina. They're, you know, equally... they're equally charged, you know, with all the good that comes from the flora that they pass through, whether they're C-section or not. Keep in mind, there's so many differences in terms of how they are perceived by parents, how they are perceived by others, how they're perceived even when they date, how they're perceived in society. And so you want to cut them some slack. And so the best thing to do with your oldest child and your youngest child is, one, well, don't call them Taki and Takidu. Okay, that's, you know. Number two is you don't necessarily have to do equal. When you do equal, somebody gets left behind. So when you're like, okay, well, you know, the youngest one, we're going to Disneyland, so we have to go to Toontown. The older one's like, what the hell am I doing in Toontown? I want to be on the Matterhorn. Or same thing, if you go on the bigger ride, the younger one just has to fall asleep during a boring movie. So what you want to do is spend mommy and me time with each. Spend parent time with each. You could do stuff as a family. You could all hang out. But these kids really want one-on-one time with their parents. They might not now that they're 21 and 19. But when they were younger, they loved it. I'm like, I'm going to take so-and-so. We're going to go and do this. It's going to be mommy and me day. And, oh, they loved it. And you know, make sure they're both equally cool. But I think we forget as parents because we have to have them all in the same room. We have to look like we're being 100% equal, and you actually become disequal. You actually discriminate without realizing. So spend that time, and then I should spend some money and get him a present because I don't know if this qualifies. You see, I didn't go into the birth. I didn't go into the placenta. I didn't go into the oligohydramnios. Am I having an amniocentesis? I saved you all from that. But I will show the pictures of the episiotomy. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I was in California, Southern California, and our friends were getting married in Laguna. And the hotel wanted to charge $750 a night, plus tax would have been $800-something a night at a hotel on Laguna. Now, it's beautiful, beautiful hotel, but $800, I never spent that in Hawaii. Things are going up. Getting gas, almost $5 a gallon. Just food. I mean, everywhere we go, prices are going up, and that's just not California. I live in Nevada. So inflation over the past year has caused bacon to go up 19%, beef 17%, lettuce 5%, fish 7%, milk 2%, airfare 1%, gasoline 42%, dresses 9.5%, hotels 20%, used cars 24%, new cars 9%. And this is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Bureau of Economic Analysis, and ICE Exchange. But weighing in on this is Jack Dorsey, Twitter founder. And he warns that hyperinflation is going to strike in America, and no one's going to be safe. It's going to, quote, change everything. So not just inflation, because I know a lot of us are like, well, no, duh. He's saying hyperinflation. And he answered a follower saying it will happen in the U.S. soon. Well, I think we know that. Nobody really wants to talk about it, you know, because they want Biden to, you know, I guess, still feel like he's doing well in the polls. But this is some crazy stuff. And I know people say, well, it's not Biden's fault. Yes and no. So Jack Dorsey is 44 years old. He's the CEO of Twitter and Square, a mobile payment company. And he issued a warning about the rise of inflation in America over the weekend. He said hyperinflation is going to change everything. It's happening. His 5.8 million followers quickly responded, asked when is this? And he said it'll happen soon, and so the world. Now, the economy has been badly impacted by supply chain crises. Consumers are spending more money, buying greater numbers of products. Businesses struggling to meet demand. The backlog of shipping at ports is an issue. And I know people say, gosh, Dahlia, really? So there's, you know, so there's shipping container issues. Just hire more truckers. That, you know, it's a problem that's going to get fixed. No, but the problems that extend beyond this are the labor shortages, the labor crises. You know, I'm glad that when, you know, the public officials, and they shouldn't have done this, forced everybody out of work and locked everybody down, it was nice that they gave extra money to cover you. But the money didn't stop, and the jobs didn't open up. And when business owners are like, well, let's open up. No, because of COVID. No, because of COVID. And so the longer somebody's out of work, and the more they are making the additional fees, the longer they stay out of work and maybe not come back. And so businesses all over are saying we don't have staff. Other businesses are saying we don't have supply. So they can't serve certain foods if they don't have ketchup, if they don't have bread, if they don't have, there's tons of things on their menu that they can't serve. So the customers aren't the problem. We have customers. Customers have extra money because the government gave them money. But these customers are walking into a place with the money and there's no staff. There's nothing for them to buy with it. So places that have it start putting up their, you know, start raising their prices. And then when Biden told employers, well, pay them more, pay your employees more, employers are doing that. But if an employer is going to now charge $14 a salad, you and I are paying that $14 for a salad, when a salad should not be $14. $14 used to be a fancy meal. And that's for a salad in these restaurants. Prices go up. Everyone's like, well, the prices should go up because people should not be making minimum wage. And mind you, the minimum wage is way too low. And as prices go up, then people need to make more money. So $12 an hour isn't enough. $15 an hour isn't going to be enough. $20 an hour isn't going to be enough. Rent's going up. Gas is going up. Insurance is going up. Healthcare is going up. People can't get in to see a doctor, so they're looking for the doctors that will take cash. And many of these doctors charge a lot of money. It's all over the place. I was at the Port of Los Angeles. You saw shipping containers. You saw shipping containers all over the place. You saw the ships out there in the water. Beautiful big cargo ships, but you saw the line of ships. I posted those pictures on my Twitter and Facebook. That's a small part of the problem. And then you throw on top of that the mandates and people being threatened to lose their job. And it's not just one set of shots. If the world is doing all this for the vaccines, and we come to find out that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine goes down to being 3% effective, by the six-month mark. And the Pfizer vaccine, we're hearing anywhere from 30% to 50% effective after 6 months. That means the boosters are going to be mandated soon. So people who are very reluctant to get the vaccine, it's not just a one-time shot or a two-time shot. Any day, people are going to say, look, you're not fully vaccinated because the immunity wore off. You need another one. So people like to heck with it. I saved up money. I could get unemployment. We're good. People weren't paying rent. They weren't paying rent and they were making the extra money. They had that extra money to buy things online, keep buying things online. We have now supply issues. And then, of course, the panic. So you have the panic buying where people are like, well, wait a second. If I need toilet paper or I need cat food or I better buy it now because it could take weeks. And it's just a snowball effect. So hyperinflation is a term that describes a period of excessive general price increases of everyday goods, not per month, but in a short period of time, including days. According to Daily Mail, they say hyperinflation sees the rate of inflation rise by 50% each month. By comparison, regular inflation has stayed roughly 2% per year per 2011, but in the last 12 months there was a 5.4% hike. So if there's a 50% hike each month, that's obviously hyperinflation. And, you know, I told you, we're in California. We pull over to the side to see the ships. People are coming out. They're, like, all mad at Biden. And they're, you know, saying, let's go, Brandon, and things like that. And so what could Biden do? Well, Biden made a lot of mistakes early on. So he can't negate those. But what he can maybe do is increase resources to get products where they need to be, increase help to small business owners, stop the mandates. People are, retailer association is worried about the mandates making this worse. There are things he could do to slow down some of what's about to happen. And then, of course, all this talk of trillions of dollars of spending. Taxes are going to go up. So already people are thinking, you know what, let's downsize. Why be in that tax bracket? Why have to pay for paid leave, people's college, in this trillion-dollar package is going to be tons of employer mandates. It's going to put employers out of business. So then the only employers that are currently working and open, again, they're going to raise the prices, especially to pay for it all. So I'm not an economist, I'm a doctor, but I'm also a consumer. I also know math. And so, yeah, I have an opinion on this. And it's a problem. And nobody seems to care unless, and I'm not here to, you know, be touting, you know, conspiracy theories or whatever, but unless this is what the plan is, where the plan is, look, let America be desperate. If America is desperate, they'll come to us for help. They'll do what we say. You know, the government might not have wanted to do the extended, stop the extended benefits. But employers were like, what the heck is going on? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll-free to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a month since gas prices fell. AAA reporting the national average for regular is up to nearly $3.39 a gallon. It marks the 27th straight day of rising prices. The national average price for regular hasn't been this high since September 2014. Oklahoma has the lowest statewide average at just over $3 a gallon, while regular gas in California is up to almost $4.55 a gallon. President Biden is in New Jersey promoting his economic agenda and campaigning for New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy. Before that, he stopped at an East End elementary school in North Plainfield to visit with kids who are working on an art project.
I want to be an artist. You? Tell me you want to be an artist? You too.
This is USA Radio News. The Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series for a matchup against the Houston Astros after they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Saturday. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp offers his congratulations to the team on Fox and Friends.
It was a great win for the team, the organization, but especially for the fans.
Kemp adding this will be a great economic boost for the state.
It's great to see the game coming here for the team and the fans and the organization, but it's also good for those small business owners and hard-working Georgians.
This comes after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado this year. That was in response to Georgia's state legislator passing an election reform bill that critics argue restricted Americans' right to vote. The Biden administration is continuing to push out at-home COVID test kits that are cheaper and more widely available. The Food and Drug Administration and NIH are leading the effort. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you saw the 49er Colt game, it was a lot of rain, a lot of rain. And we were told that there was an atmospheric river that was pushing through California. It actually ravaged Oregon, Washington State, and we've been told at least two people have died. Two people died after a tree fell on a car in Falls City, about 20 miles east of Seattle. This happened Sunday afternoon, according to Eastside Fire and Rescue. The strong storm system, which has also caused power outages affecting tens of thousands of people across the two states, is expected to continue through Monday. So they said that moisture was pulled in from the Pacific Ocean, moved over the west down to the south, drenching rain, strong winds, toppled trees, flooded highways, spawned mud flow in areas scorched by recent fires. So hopefully it drenched the forest so we don't have as much fire risk. But then on the flip side, now you have mudslides, homes at risk, flooding. According to the Washington Post, Sacramento last week recorded its first 0.01 inches of rain since March 19th, but now sits poised to absorb more than a half a foot of flooding rains following a 222-day drought. They say through mid-morning local time Sunday, more than 3.5 inches have fallen in Santa Rosa. Both San Francisco and Oakland received 2 inches, Sacramento 1.5 inches, Mount Tamalpais, I hope I pronounced that right, north of San Francisco, had about a half a foot of rain. It was a lot of water, which we needed. In addition to the double-digit rainfall total, some Northern California locals are expected to receive 5 of 5 atmospheric river. They call level 5 of 5 is expected to dump as much as 6 feet of fresh mountain snow. Now, this is going to be some very well-needed precipitation. It's just, why can't it be a little bit more consistent and spread out? Why does it have to be such pendulum swings from drought to dumps? Meanwhile, Western Washingtonians, according to KIRO7, monitored the system. It reached full strength by Sunday, 500 miles off the coast, and it underwent a bombogenesis. Bombogenesis is a meteorological term for a rapidly strengthening area of low pressure. So a lot of rain, a lot of snow, but now the East Coast has to prepare for some weather. Tens of millions are bracing for the season's first nor'easter. They say the first days of the week is poised to bring extreme rain to much of the country. In total, more than 90 million people will experience dangerous weather in the form of high winds, flooding rainfall, or severe thunderstorms through Wednesday. As we know, in California, a storm system dropped to a barometric pressure of 945.2 MBs, making it the strongest storm to affect the Pacific Northwest on record. They say, for perspective, according to NBC News, this is equivalent to the central pressure you would see with a strong hurricane. There was 111 mile-per-hour winds at Mammoth Mountain in California. So now we're concerned about what's going to be happening on the East Coast. With the East Coast, that it's going to bring a lot of snow, a lot of weather. We're even being told that there's going to be some tornado warnings. Now, the good news is the Dixie Fire is 100% contained. Now, the Dixie Fire is the one that was going on for weeks. Dixie Fire was the second largest wildfire in California, eclipsed only by the August Complex Fire of 2020. So hopefully fires are going to be not in our near future, but there are 31 million people under flood alerts across Northwest and New England, including New York City and Boston. 6 million people were under wind alerts across eastern Long Island and southern New England, including Boston and Providence. And if you remember the flooding that happened in New York about a month or two ago with Hurricane Ida, drowned people in basements who were living there that were rented out when they shouldn't have been because they weren't full apartments that had their own sort of safety measures put in. So the storm system is expected to move east out of the Ohio Valley into the Mid-Atlantic, bringing the risk for severe storms to 16 million people across parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina, Charlotte, Richmond, Washington on the fringe of the severe weather threat. So 8 million people are also at risk for severe storms across the Central and South Plains. They're expecting hail as big as softballs to be the main risk, and damaging winds in excess of 70 miles per hour and isolated tornadoes. So this is not easy. This is a scary time. And severe storms are also expected on the Gulf Coast, including 12 million people in metro areas of Houston, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Mobile, Alabama. So we'll keep you guys posted. Definitely not an easy time. In the West, like I said, we need water. But not like this. All right. Facebook's under some pressure. Facebook, all right, has had apparently a series of articles published by a consortium of 17 U.S. news outlets beginning Friday called the Facebook Papers. And it shed new light on the company's thinking beside its actions leading up to the Capitol insurrection on January 6th and its ability to fend off hate speech in languages outside of English. Facebook shares kind of went up and down. I don't think they crashed too much. Slightly negative, slightly positive. And the company is scheduled to report quarterly earnings after markets close today. The documents were provided to the news outlets by Frances Haugen, a former Facebook employee who took tens of thousands of pages of internal research with her before she left. She since provided those documents to Congress and the Securities Exchange Commission, seeking whistleblower status. She said, at the heart of these stories is a premise which is false. This is according to a Facebook spokesperson. Yes, we're a business and we make profit, but the idea that we do so at the expense of people's safety or well-being misunderstands where our own commercial interests lie. The truth is we've invested $13 billion and have over 40,000 people to do one job to keep people safe on Facebook. So some of the themes of these Facebook papers surround January 6th. Apparently, there was frustration among Facebook's ranks about the company's ability to get the spread of content that potentially incites violence under control. An employee had written an internal message saying, haven't we had enough time to figure out how to manage discourse without enabling violence? This was a message board during the riot outside on January 6th outside the Capitol. It said, we've been fueling this fire for a long time, and we shouldn't be surprised it's now out of control. They said Facebook had put additional emergency measures in place ahead of the 2020 election to stem the spread of violent or dangerous content if needed, but as many as 22 of those measures were set aside after the election and before January 6th. A Facebook spokesperson told the outlet its use of those measures followed signals from its own platform and law enforcement. And then on top of that is a language barrier. So AP reported that Arabic poses a particularly difficult challenge for content moderators. Arabic-speaking users have learned to use symbols or extra spaces in words thought to set off flags in Facebook systems, like the names of militant groups. So the methods are trying to avoid an overzealous content moderation system. AP reported that certain measures have managed to avoid Facebook's hate speech censors. So they're trying to enforce counter-terrorism content in Arabic, but they're having issues. India. They say other reports show that some Facebook employees were dismayed by the company's handling of misinformation in India, believing leadership made decisions to avoid angering the Indian government. They say hate speech concerns in the region were amplified by similar language barrier issues as in the Middle East. One researcher set up an account as a user in India in 2019 and found that by following Facebook's algorithm recommendations, they saw more images of dead people in the past 3 weeks than they've seen their entire life total. So a Facebook spokesperson told the New York Times, who reported this, that hate speech against marginalized groups in India and elsewhere has been growing, and they are committed to updating their policies. So, you know, there's so many other issues that we'll be covering throughout the month, but Facebook grew too fast, and it became relied on. I don't even know if Facebook expected to be as big as they got, and how people are using it, and this is how people reach out to others. And so to watch what every person posts is almost impossible. But their algorithm is also limiting people that seem to be more right than left. And then that poses censorship problems. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a state senator in California is introducing a bill to ban live ammunition and guns that can fire ammunition from theatrical productions across the state. Democratic Senator Dave Cortez has announced his plan Saturday following the death of Helena Hutchins, who was director of filmography and cinematography on the film Rust, after Alec Baldwin fired a gun that he had told was unloaded. Another worker, the director of the film, was also injured. He lived, but Helena didn't. And we're being told that Alec Baldwin was practicing his cross draw. This was not being filmed, so there's no video footage of that the police could look at.
So Senator Cortez said there is an urgent need to address alarming work abuses and safety violations occurring on the set of theatrical productions, including unnecessary high-risk conditions such as the use of live firearms. Blank cartridges, which contain gunpowder but it doesn't have the solid projectile, is often used in film productions, according to the rep. The spray of heat and filler that comes out of the gun can still be dangerous depending on the range. I think there was one actor who had the blank near his head, was fooling around with it, and the blank killed him. Blank cartridges are fired often out of fully functional weapons, and guns that fire blanks are often called live because they contain gunpowder. This is according to the rap. They said if a real bullet is somehow put into a real gun being used to fire blanks on a film set, it obviously will kill people. They say it's important that California establish new safety standards and best practices for all those who work in the industry, and particularly in our state. Our entertainment industry must do a better job of ensuring safe working conditions for our hardworking crews. They say ABC's cop drama, The Rookie, announced shortly after Hutchins' death that it will no longer use live guns on the set and will instead add gunfire effects in post-production, which a lot of them can do. But you know, this is something where, you know, obviously we don't want, you know, first, this is tragic as all anything could imagine. And there was some haphazard, horrible safety lapses and lack of common sense that caused this to happen. Nobody should be handling a weapon without checking there to be ammunition. And nobody should hand somebody else a weapon saying, oh, it's cold, meaning there's nothing in there. Obviously, they're, and then the armor, the one in charge of all of this, again, where was everybody? What was their role? There's going to be a lot of finger pointing, and it's a shame because somebody died. On the other end, we don't want politicians to use this as a reason to then trample over our constitutional rights for us to bear arms. However, I do agree that something like this should have never happened. And if people are half-assed and they're not doing their jobs properly and people can get killed on the set, it is up to regulators to ensure employee safety. And if you're working on a set and there's not supposed to be anybody firing a gun at you and it's happening, that means that whatever processes are out there, whatever safety checks, aren't being followed. And it's horrible. And what really kills me about this is we're becoming a society where people and their mistakes are deadly to the point that more and more employers or more and more companies are going to try to automate and keep people out of the loop. If people are that obtuse, incompetent, lacking work ethic, whatever the heck happened, where somebody didn't check the guns on the tray that were being used and assured people that it was safe, and even the actor themselves aren't going to look, then you could do one of two things. You could review the process, review the algorithm that has to be followed, review the instructions, and say everybody has to follow instructions, or you could just take guns off the set. What this shows is if a veteran actor like Alec Baldwin could be involved, and I feel bad for him, as well as especially the family that lost their mother. But if a veteran actor who is in his 60s, who has been acting for multiple decades, doesn't know to check a firearm himself and just trust somebody else, then we can't trust people. You can't trust the assistant. You can't trust armorers. It's now changed everything. And I understand in movies they want the realism. Nowadays they could CGI everything. I think Viggo Mortensen had said when he was practicing for the role of Aragorn, and when he was doing the role, he would walk around with the sword because he didn't want to look like he was Errol Flynning it. He wanted to be used to the weight, and he wanted it to be a real sword. He wanted that realism and wanted, you know, you to see that, you know, his moves were not fake or acted. It's something that many actors want. They want the realism of it. And they, you know, was it De Niro who, you know, drove a cab for years or for months to kind of get in that role of the cab driver role in one of his previous movies? So I understand why this is moving forward, and sadly, it will move forward. It has to, because there are idiots out there, and they're not doing their job. We talked about that kid that died of the Nigeria filari amoeba that went into the kid's nose at a water park, where he got exposed at a water park, and 3 of the 5 days that child was there visiting that wild park this summer were days where nobody checked the chlorine. Well, why aren't people doing their jobs? That's the question. Why aren't people doing their jobs? And if people aren't doing their jobs, there's going to be more and more of a push to keep people out of the equation. Same thing with truckers. I think electric vehicles are going to be now. I think we are going to see self-driving and electric vehicle technology on hyperspeed. Because if our supply crisis and hyperinflation is hinged on us not having enough truck drivers and not having enough people that can work, although I'm hearing the unions are making it really restrictive in California, that where you know, people that want to freelance and help out, they can't. So, because I was like, look, I'll get my toilet paper. Let me go down there. Let me swim out there. I will crap. I mean, let me help. No. Then I get it. There's a process. But if having relying on labor is putting employers in a bind, is putting other employees at risk, is causing foodborne illness, is causing, you know, liability, racism, discrimination, automation will prevent that. So you're going to have actors that are going to do their simple, you know, line reading, and then there's going to be CGI. Same thing with these stunts. Didn't somebody die on the set of the No Time to Die, the James Bond movie? I forget. It was done before the pandemic, so I don't remember. But, you know, if people die and people get hurt, and it's because somebody didn't do their job or somebody didn't do their job right, then there's going to be that push to have people out of the equation. And that's what, you know, sadly we're going to see now. And it shouldn't have happened, and it's an absolute disaster. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep your calls, your questions coming. Even if we aren't live, we can always read your call, handle your question on air the next live show. God bless. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.